There's the Tourism Minister, Kate Jones, is on the line. Good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning, Bruni. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I'm well. Yesterday you announced $2 million in fee relief for Whitsunday tour boat operators. You're spending a lot of money helping the tourism industry.
Yeah, they're doing it so tough right now, you know, particularly those industries which are, you know, communities like the Whitsundays and Cairns, where they've just basically, well, they've lost all of the international tourism. So, look, this is, they're private marinas in the Whitsundays, where we own the marinas. In Cairns, for example, the state government's already given fee relief. This was about supporting those businesses where they've got really high fixed costs, but basically have no tourists coming to town.
Yeah, so them being privately owned, the private owners call in the money, where when you own them, in other places, you don't have to call in the money. You can give them some relief. Earlier this week, there was an $11.3 million package to boost Far North Queensland tourism. There's been a few of these packages. I've lost track, but can you talk us through this latest one?
Yeah, so in total for the tourism industry, we've now committed almost $400 million of support for tourism businesses and industry. You know, we know that, you know, with the international borders closed and, you know, the Prime Minister has been saying unlikely to open anytime soon, that there are those hot spots of Whitsundays, Gold Coast and Cairns, where there are so many jobs that rely on tourism. Cairns, 1 in 5, Whitsundays, 1 in 3, Gold Coast, 1 in 7, they are doing it really tough. So what we've been doing is working with fee relief where the state can, but also putting packages. One of the main things we've looked at is to get people to travel, is actually to put on major events and sporting events. So we've committed $3 million for Far North Queensland and yesterday $3 million for North Queensland to put on sporting events and other major events to drive visitation to those areas. We're the Southeast Queensland people like you and I can jump in the car, drive our kids and our family to the Sunshine Coast or the Gold Coast. We are seeing some good weekends, still doing it tough, but it's really incentivising us in the Southeast corner to go up to those regions and spend money in those economies.
The government's been getting some heat about the decision to bring the AFL Grand Final here. We've seen drone footage of AFL families having a great time in isolation while cancer patients and people who've had brain surgery have been stuck in hotels. It hasn't played out well for the government. Is it worthwhile bringing the AFL Grand Final here under these circumstances, putting 30,000 people together when on the same day the health officer of Queensland is telling us, don't hug your dad, you'll give him COVID-19?
Look, I totally get the frustration in the community, but I think when it comes to...
But she told us yesterday, don't hug your dad on Sunday because you'll give him COVID-19. But she says it's sweet to go against the advice of the World Health Organization and shove 30,000 people together at the Gabba.
Well, as we said, the Gabba has now held multiple games of 20,000 over the season where we've had no incident.
They have. So why can't I hug my dad? If we've had 20,000 people over and over at the Gabba,
well, I'm trusting the Chief Health Officer. When you look at Queensland compared to, there are now more than 600 people, granddads, mothers, aunties, and uncles that have died in Victoria. We've had 6 people die in Queensland. And quite frankly, I'd rather be sitting in the same room with my dad who is alive than some families in Victoria right now that don't have their father. You know, we've made tough decisions, but we've made the tough decisions to protect the lives of Queenslanders. The lockdown, and it's not just economics. I know everyone wants to say that the border and the economy is a blank choice. Victoria is losing $5.3 billion a month in lockdown.
I think we understand that, Minister, but I don't think your government's backed yourself enough with the magnificent job you've done with contact tracing. See, Victoria's system fell apart because they didn't put police in the hotels, they didn't put the army at the hotels, and they didn't have proper contact tracing. In Queensland, we have. So we should back ourselves to handle spot outbreaks and try and move on with life more. And the government is telling us that you do back yourselves because you're allowing an AFL Grand Final to be here, yet at the same time, you won't let medical cases come from Ballina.
Well, I know that this will be a topic of discussion at National Cabinet today. The Premier is going down there with all Premiers with the Prime Minister to look at a number of issues. Where I have confidence is, you know, as you say, we've actually put in very safe COVID management plans for sport and with the AFL. I mean, this discussion started in April when we got a lot of support nationally for saving the season. You know, we talked about, you know, the fact that Australians love sport, the mental health impacts of when you're stuck at home, particularly across the country, you can't leave your house and you've been able to actually tune in and see your favourite sport. That's actually, I think Queensland's played a pretty critical role in keeping, you know, Australia's love of sport alive. You know, I think we have,
but National Cabinet today, will Queensland go into that meeting with an open mind? And I say this because the Minister for Agriculture and Industry Development, Mark Ferner, put out a press release yesterday saying that we're not. He said, we're behind what the Chief Health Officer says. We won't just open our borders. And we're against the plan for the agricultural industry to open up. So we're putting out press releases from the government the day before meeting saying, we don't care what you say at the meeting.
Look, I'm not privy to what National Cabinet documents. That's obviously held quite closely between the premiers and the prime ministers. You know, what I can say is that I sit here in Queensland being very grateful that I'm living in Queensland with my children and my father. We have not seen, when we started on COVID-19, we were doing planning at a state cabinet level to say that we wouldn't have enough morgue space. We thought we would, you know, have seen 20 to 25,000 Queenslanders die. As you say, we've managed that very well. In Victoria, just clocked over 600 deaths yesterday. You know, we've got to work together to move through COVID-19. But the reality is Queensland has an economy that is more open than any other economy in Australia right now. We are seeing our, in the main, we've got a lot more freedom than most other Australians right now because of the hard decisions that we have made in the interest of protecting Queensland and Queensland's economy.
Tourism Minister Kate Jones, I commend you for fronting up, unlike many of your colleagues at this tough time. I thank you for coming on.